Broadcasting live from Georgia State University's Main Street Entrepreneurs Seed Fund Demo Day at Center Park Stadium in downtown Atlanta. It's time for GSU E&I Radio. Now, here's your host.
This is a special GSU E&I radio show broadcasting live from Center Park Stadium in downtown Atlanta at the Entrepreneurship Summit GSU 2022, celebrating this year's Main Street Entrepreneurs Seed Fund Cohort Number 3. I'm your host, Lee Cantor, and I'm so excited to be talking to Viraj Patel with Chem New from Cohort Number 1. Welcome, Viraj.
Thank you.
So before we get too far into things, tell us about Chem New. How are you serving folks?
Sure. Chem New is a social community tool that delivers effective workflows so community managers can focus on engagement and growth. This results in time savings, actionable analytics, better outcomes across the community. So in simple words, it's a community tool to manage and create and thrive the community.
So now, how have things changed for you since cohort number one?
Cohort one, when we started out, we were so early on, we did pivot it 2 times already. But I think the Main Street cohort one, when we started, that really helped us to kind of shape and craft our niche and our product.
So what are some of the lessons learned that you learned from cohort number one that maybe are still serving you today?
Sure. The cohort one, I think the biggest advice I would take and keep it, it's never rush into kind of creating a solution or a product. Figure out your problem, figure out the solution, and kind of get a real feedback from real customer or potential customer that you're going to targeting. And that's kind of still holds true till today. Even though we have a product, we are still kind of talking to customer and a potential customer to kind of get real feedback if they like the tool, they don't like the tool, and how can we improve their experience with our technology.
So now, were you able to get follow-up funding after going through the first cohort to kind of move you forward a little bit further?
Yes. On cohort two, we did got a follow-up funding from Main Street as well. And we also recently closed our angel round as well.
So were you able to kind of get help from the mentors to help you kind of achieve that level of angel funding as well? Because that's a little different than running a business, right? Getting funding and getting financing from strangers or other people is a different than getting a new customer.
Yes, our mentors from Main Street help it a lot in terms of kind of taking, going every step of the way in terms of when you want to raise money and how much you want to do it. But also they kind of help it on the legal side, but also the business side, crafting the business model, how the company Chem New going to make money, and, you know, what is a path forward going into the future.
Now, has being part of the Atlanta entrepreneurial ecosystem been collaborative for you? Was it something that you're really benefiting from or seeing kind of the value from?
Yeah, I've seen a lot of value, especially I think when we started Chem New and when Main Street started first cohort. That time we did not have any resources or network where, hey, as an underrepresented entrepreneur, we never had a kind of a place to kind of go and get the help of the idea to the product or even launching a startup. And I think with the Main Street and the cohort one, they kind of helped me a lot. And I think as day by day, as a Atlanta entrepreneurship ecosystem is growing, we getting a lot of benefit in terms of there are people, there are mentors who's kind of keeping track on us and how we are doing, how we need help, and if they have any positive thing for Chem New or if they can help in any ways, they're always there for us. So I think that hugely kind of impacted Chem New and where the Chem New is today.
Now, any advice for the founders that are in there pitching? Do you remember how you felt?
Yeah, I mean, the first time when I had to get up there, the first cohort and pitch, it was really, really intense. And especially when we were students that time and these other students, It is intense, but I think for the only advice I would give to them, it's just be yourself, go have fun, and share your idea. You are not right, and you'll get a really, really good feedback from the people who already have a startups, who are successful in their fields, and people who are maybe your potential customer. So I think just be self and share whatever you're doing, how you're doing, and everything fall in place.
And that's great advice for founders, is to be open and don't get defensive. Just listen. You don't have to do anything they're saying, but just be respectful and listen, because there might be some nuggets there that can help you get to a new level.
True. And I think that's the reason I mentioned earlier that we pivoted twice with Kemnu. Reason being that I always ask any investor or potential customer, okay, you told me all the good things that we're doing, right? Now tell me something bad thing, the wrong thing we are doing with Kemnu. Do you like the product or any things that is getting done on Kemnu? Tell us that and we will go fix it. So always ask the negative thing about your company. That will help you to fix and improve and grow.
Right. And that's kind of counterintuitive, because nobody wants to hear bad news. They all want to see, oh, you're great and smart and a genius. You don't want to hear like, hey, your baby's ugly.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
You want to say everything's fantastic. But it's really helpful to get that kind of tough love and get that information that can help you be better faster.
Yep. Exactly. And I think that's where even the Kemnu, that's how even Kemnu grew, right? Grew from never, like a lot of entrepreneurs I've noticed that they always stuck, hey, this is what I'm doing and this is how I'm going to do it. But no, that's not always the good strategy, because if as an entrepreneur, you have to be open-minded in terms of to hear good and bad feedback. And bad feedback is important as much as good feedback, because you don't want to, you know, if you get a good feedback, you're going to be really successful. That's not always the case. So you always, entrepreneur has to be open-minded, especially with their startup, and be open and flexible to make changes on their startup to grow and, you know, improve as you move forward in your startup journey.
So what do you need more of? How can we help you?
So right now we are on the we have launched our app application on Google and Apple stores, and right now we are looking in to help for marketing and sales, and we are looking to raise money within upcoming months. So this is the goal, where we need really help in terms of marketing and sales size.
So who is the ideal customer or user of your service?
So our ideal customer is the community owners, managers, whoever wants to start a community or who already have a community, and they're using multiple tools and technologies to manage their community. Kemnu is the tool for them. They can manage all the community-related tasks. Either it could be analytics, attendance, hosting events, sending real-time alerts, everything. We have it in Kemnu. So the best thing Kemnu does, it's either use half a dozen of apps or dozens of applications just to manage your community, or you use only Kemnu and that takes out everything. You spend an average 22 hours a month just to manage that. You can, with Kemnu, you can only use 5 hours or less.
So if you're a community leader and are frustrated, maybe it's time to check out Kemnu.
True.
And if somebody wants to check them out, the website and the name, the spelling of the name, so they can find it in the App Store?
Sure. So on the Google Play Store and Apple App Store is Kemnu, K-E-M-N-U. And website is kemnu.com, K-E-M-N-U.com. Check out our Instagram as well at kemnu.com.
All right, Viraj, thank you so much for sharing your story. You're doing important work and we appreciate you.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
All right, this is Lee Cantor. We'll be back in a few at the Entrepreneurship Summit GSU 2022.